Good morning, Timberwood Church. My name is Kelsey Engel. In January, I turned 30, and it was my long-awaited golden birthday, and I was excited to celebrate. But unfortunately, my husband Michael, my 3-year-old daughter Elise, my 1-year-old daughter Piper, and I all caught the stomach bug. So my birthday weekend turned into a very low-key couple of days, doing lots of laundry and spending time thinking. I reflected upon the last decade of my life, and as well as anticipated the upcoming decade. Looking back, the last 10 years included marriage to my best friend, Michael, graduating college from the University of Minnesota, working at my husband's family retail business, buying homes, home remodels, selling houses, the birth of our 2 daughters, moving to Pequot Lakes last year, 30 years earlier than we ever expected, becoming neighbors with my parents on the lake, 3 golden retriever puppies, travel, family, friendship, so much to be thankful for. But those 10 years also included a funeral for my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, 2 nephews and a niece from a car accident, a diagnosis of type 1 diabetes, doctor appointments to manage an autoimmune disease with no cure, 2 high-risk pregnancies and deliveries, wearing 2 medical devices daily. And if I'm honest, it isn't how I would have written it. And so when I look to the future, the upcoming decade, there are times that I don't want to give up control. You should see my color-coordinated calendar. That somehow I think I know better, or really am fearful of what else could happen. But the things that have hurt, the things that have made me wrestle, the things that I don't want may actually be for my good. The good of becoming more like Jesus. Because Jesus is the best. I can't imagine what my life would have been like without Jesus, and I know I can face anything in the next decade to come only because of Jesus. And as I tell my daughters when they are afraid, it's okay, because Jesus is with you. Sometimes it sounds so simple or too easy, but I believe it. I believe that God is good. He is good to me, and frankly, God is good at being God. He belongs on the throne of my heart, his story for my life, and his one grand redemptive story for humanity is better than anything I could ever imagine or expect. So as I stand here today as a 30-year-old wife, mom, daughter, sister, friend, I daily have to surrender my will, my plans, everything I love and cherish, giving them back to the one who gave them to me. The best thing that I can do is hold them close and yet live open-handed. It can be so hard. But my friend Katie shared with me, sometimes when looking at the past, it can be overwhelming. Sometimes when looking forward, it can be overwhelming. Yet God's mercy is new for today. Today, only through his strength and power, I will try and live for him. I will surrender, I will trust, I will believe, and I will rest in his promises. And today might be all that I have. So how am I living my life as a reflection of God's love for me, to my husband, to my daughters, to my parents, to my friends, to my neighbors? When I think about the gift of today and staying at home with my girls, singing The Wheels on the Bus over and over. When I get to answer the question, why, Mom? When I get the opportunity to introduce my girls to the living God. When I get to be outside in God's creation. I can't help but thank God that he is in control. I can't help but praise God who is with me in all things, who sustains me, who strengthens me, who goes before me and gives me peace. I know that my story is not done and God is not finished. I'm incredibly grateful to be a part of this community, to walk and share life together. It is an amazing opportunity to know Jesus, and I pray that I never forget the privilege I have in loving him and enjoying God together today. Thank you.